1079 The End. It's Christopher Kay. Here we are backstage with Selena Gomez.
Yay.
Hi, Selena.
Hello.
All right, so do you remember 5 years ago? Let's turn back the clock. Jingle Ball, you were here.
Yes,
in this
you
very
should tell
room.
Everybody. I just said that before we started recording.
See, sometimes I prep them and say, hey, you remember that, right? But she's like, hey, I remember Jingle Ball.
I did.
Welcome back to SEC.
Thank you. It's
How
good to be
awesome.
Back.
Are you ready to be on the road all summer?
I guess so. I'm looking forward to actually being able to celebrate everything I've been doing. So
yeah.
I'm still nervous. It's third show.
Why
so.
Are you nervous? Come on.
Because I haven't really done a tour in 2 years.
Yeah.
I've performed, but doing your own show and working out the kinks, and I mean, by the middle of it, I'm going to be totally gutted down.
And this
down.
Is a big one. There's it's a really sign good. Outside the door that says, I could be injured by your lasers. That's how big this show is.
I don't know about
I don't
that.
Know what that means.
Sorry, that was gross. I had to put my mint down.
That was nice. I'll take a picture of the mint that Selena
right.
just took out of her mouth. So, talking about celebrating, 3 number one hits in a row?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I was
Revival, just taking it to the next level.
Honestly, it was such a great surprise. I loved Good For You. I felt like that, to me, was the song and the record that spoke to me most.
Hmm.
So I was glad that was even what it was. But then all of a sudden, you know, the rest of the singles have kind of done the same thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I think Good For You kind of said, hey, world, I'm grown up now.
Yeah.
Here's my new thing.
Yeah.
And I think that really exposed you even to a little more of an audience, bringing ASAP Rocky into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I think it was good.
Yeah, no, so. Very nice. Kill 'Em With Kindness.
Yeah.
Can I predict right now? I think you're going to go 4 for 4.
Oh, I'm
gonna
I hope so.
Come out and say it right now.
I hope so.
I think it's such a good song.
I love the song. I mean, lyrically, it's probably my favorite on the album, just because authentically, 100%, that's me.
You seem kind to me.
No, I honestly.
Is this a facade, Selena?
No, Thomas? I'm Latin, so don't get me wrong. I've had my really,
I've
had my moments.
If you need to.
But no, I mean, I think even my worst, you know, I don't have enemies, but even the person who maybe hated me the most, I've never really ever done anything mean
Aww.
To anybody. I just, that's all my mom. I don't know why. I think it gives me no satisfaction to.
Well, she did good.
You know?
It's a good
but
model.
I get angst. I get angry. I'm a woman.
Of course. So what's your favorite part? What's the one moment of this tour that is just the coolest to you, that you just can't wait for?
The fans.
Yeah?
Yeah. I every crowd is so different, and I find that no matter where I'm at, whether it's the meet and greets or just staring at them in the crowd, I will never have the opportunity. I would never meet these people if it weren't for touring.
Sure.
So it's cool for me. I love that. I wish I could just sit on stage and like talk and just answer questions all night. Like that would be
Do you see a difference in your fans from, say, 5 years ago when you were here at Jingle Ball? You had a lot of fans. I mean,
sure.
You were very popular from your old days and the shows you were on, everything. And now to the new celebrity status you are, whatever we want to say. Do you notice anything?
Yeah,
difference
well,
in
honestly,
your fans?
I'm not just saying this. I have really dedicated fans, so I'm gonna say 80% are still the people that have
Our
been
original.
With me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because of the music that I've done and everything in my past. But I love that, by the way. I wear that proudly. Nothing makes me happier than to see a whole family or, I don't know, girls cheerleading, whatever. I love it. I think it's amazing.
That's cool.
But I have noticed, yes, there's a lot of guys that I never had before.
Not surprising, yes.
So, and older crowds, which is cool. So, it's fun. I think it's for everybody.
That's neat. Well, when I was giving away backstage passes to come meet you last week on my show, Wizards of Waverly Place came up on more than one occasion.
Oh,
so,
I
there's
love
proof
that. Yeah,
right there
no,
that
it
they've
is.
Been with you.
I'm proud of that. It was one of the best times.
That's really neat.
Life.
All right, so let's finish off with a couple of rapid fire questions.
Great.
Are you ready? Let's see what you're all about. All right, favorite brand of makeup? Again, I know nothing about this, so.
Honestly, that's really hard.
Okay.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'm sorry that's lame, but I'm
kind of one
of those girls. I can't sit in a
You're
chair longer than an
to.
Hour. Yeah.
Yes. And you look beautiful right now, which is hardly any.
Thank you.
Just a little bit there. All right, favorite flavor of ice cream?
A Rocky Road.
Rocky Road, very nice. Favorite show to binge watch?
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
That show's still on, isn't
I watched
it?
A whole season in basically
You're
a
like,
day.
Last night.
Yes.
I did last
basically.
Night.
Basically. Yes.
All right. Favorite social media platform?
Instagram.
All Instagram all the time?
Yeah.
You are Do you have the most followers of anyone? You do, right?
Yeah.
Okay, she's like, yes. You should have seen that look she just gave me.
No.
Is that even a question?
No. It's so random. To be honest, it really is weird.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that don't know me, and I don't come across as a very loud personality. I'm kind of...
You're correct.
Right?
Compared to
so
some
it's
other
weird.
People that are
so,
on Instagram, you're not quite as in your face
right.
as
I'm
the others.
I'm a little bit... That's what I'm trying to say. I'm a little bit surprised.
Yes. Okay, so last question. Last movie you saw.
How to Be Single with Rebel Wilson and Dakota Johnson.
Okay.
It was very funny.
Awesome.
Leslie Mann.
Tell Sacramento to get out here tonight because there's still time. You go on stage, I think a little after 9, right? Tell them to get out here.
Yeah, of course. Try to just run in and break in. I won't judge you. and I hope you guys can, I don't know, just thank you for supporting me. That's all I really want to say.
Well, thank you for coming on the radio with me.
Of course.
Sacramento loves you.
Thank
we appreciate you. Selena Gomez, everybody.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.